Endeavour looks like a go. The Dawn probe has Vesta in its sights. And a new human-powered helicopter has flown in Maryland. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, May 16th, 2011. As of our deadline, the launch this morning of NASA's Space Shuttle Endeavour was still a go for 8:56 a.m. Eastern Time. Shuttle Weather Officer Kathy Winters reported a 70% chance of acceptable conditions at launch time. The Expedition 27 crew aboard the International Space Station, 220 miles above the Earth in the Mississippi River, captured an amazing photo of the flooding along the Mississippi north of Caruthersville, Missouri, and west of Ridgely, Tennessee, in a photo taken last Thursday. Look for it in the gallery at nasa.gov. NASA's Dawn spacecraft has acquired its first image of the giant asteroid Vesta, which will help mission managers fine-tune the navigation during its approach. Dawn expects to achieve orbit around Vesta on July 16th, when the asteroid's about 117 million miles from Earth. The image from Dawn's framing cameras was captured about 752,000 miles from Vesta. The asteroid appears as a small, bright pearl against a background of stars. Vesta also is known as a protoplanet, because it's a large body that almost formed into a planet. Mission managers expect Vesta's gravity to capture Dawn in orbit July 16th, with the distance of its orbit to start at 1,700 miles above the surface, with eventual close-ups down to as little as 200 miles AGL. To enter orbit, Dawn will have to match the asteroid's path around the Sun, which requires very precise knowledge of the body's location and speed. By analyzing where Vesta appears relative to stars in framing camera images, navigators will pin down its location and enable engineers to refine the spacecraft's trajectory. Vesta is the second largest body in the asteroid belt, and the Dawn probe will stay in contact for a year. Then, after another long cruise phase, Dawn will arrive in 2015 at the even larger asteroid Ceres. Scientists hope data from the probe will help them unlock the secrets of our solar system's early history. It wasn't the record they ultimately hoped to win, but it is a start. A team of more than 50 students at the University of Maryland's Clark School of Engineering successfully flew its human-powered helicopter, Gamera, on Thursday. The pilot and engine was Judy Wexler, a 24-year-old biology graduate student at Maryland, who also happens to be a 107-pound competitive cyclist. Using both foot and hand cranks, she got the craft 3 to 5 inches off the floor for about 4 seconds at the Comcast Center in College Park, becoming the first woman to fly a human-powered helicopter. The Baltimore Sun reports Gamera was named for a giant flying turtle in Japanese monster movies. It's very large, with a central cockpit surrounded by 4 43-foot rotors. 120 RPM on the cranks equals 18 RPM at the blades. The team is really after the Sikorsky Prize. To claim it, a human-powered rotary wing aircraft must complete a flight of 60 seconds duration and reach an altitude of 3 meters while remaining in a 10-meter square. Embraer reports the delivery of its 200th Phenom 100 jet in a ceremony held at the company's São José dos Campos, Brazil headquarters last month. The aircraft was received by Swift Aviation Group in Phoenix, Arizona. Swift is a private company that provides a wide array of aviation services, including aircraft charter and charter sales management. The milestone plane was ordered by Swift in May of 2006 and will be based at company headquarters in Phoenix. Back in 2000, Swift became Embraer's launch customer for the Legacy 600 jet, with an order of 25 aircraft. Jerry Moyes, owner of Swift Aviation Group, commented, quote, "The jet's style, performance, and comfort, in my opinion, exceed every entry-level jet in the market. After owning Legacy 600 aircraft and maintaining a good working relationship with Embraer over the last 10 years, I have only high expectations for this aircraft and the customer service that comes along with it," unquote. Embraer is commemorating 10 years in the executive jet market in 2011. The company's portfolio currently includes 7 aircraft, from the entry-level Phenom 100 to the ultra-large Lineage 1000. The first of 6 C-17 Globemaster III airlifters has been delivered to the United Arab Emirates Air Force and Air Defense during a ceremony at Boeing's final assembly facility in Long Beach, California. The UAE will take delivery of 3 more C-17s this year and 2 next year as it modernizes its airlift capabilities. Regarding the economic significance to his state, California Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom commented, quote, "My hope and mission is to make sure that we keep this capability alive and keep this production line rolling," unquote. UAE's C-17s will be supported through Boeing's C-17 Globemaster III Sustainment Partnership, a multinational virtual fleet program in which C-17 customers receive spares, support equipment, tech orders, sustaining engineering, and on-site field teams through the use of shared resources across the entire C-17 fleet to enhance mission readiness. Up next on ANN, the war on wild boar goes airborne in Texas. China could lead in air traffic management. And airline passenger briefings may have to change. You're listening to AeroNews.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, May 16th. I'm Paul Plack. The job of being a helicopter pilot in Texas is on the verge of becoming more lucrative and maybe a little more dangerous. The Texas legislature has approved a bill that allows hunters to shoot feral pigs from helicopters. Sponsors say the population of wild hogs is growing, and they're now damaging suburban lawns and even cemeteries. Lawmakers say the damage has reached $400 million a year. The governor has yet to sign the bill. Texas already allows landowners to hunt hogs from helicopters on their own property, and one told the New York Times that he has killed over 500 of the animals, which can weigh up to 600 pounds, on his property over the past 3 years, 90 so far this year. But the new law would open the practice to any licensed hunter in the state. Wildlife biologists at the Texas Park and Wildlife Department say the hunting is beneficial in controlling overpopulation. If the bill becomes law, local helicopter pilots expect more hunters to pay the $300 to $600 fee for an hour for the hunting expeditions. But one admitted there's an issue with how people handle guns aboard aircraft. There are times when being behind is an advantage. The development of the telephone networks in some developing nations has proceeded unhampered by a century of the wired network paradigm. Now, a Boeing expert has told an audience at the 2011 China Civil Aviation Development Forum in Beijing that China is uniquely positioned to lead the world in the development of modern air traffic management. Neil Planzer, VP of Air Traffic Management at Boeing Commercial Airplanes, commented, quote, "China is not burdened by the fragmentation of the European Union or by the dated infrastructure of the U.S., China has the opportunity to demonstrate strong leadership and create transformational system design, development, and implementation through its five-year planning cycle," unquote. With more than 25 years' experience at the FAA and senior positions at the U.S. Department of Defense, Planzer is described as a leader in air traffic management. He joined Boeing in 2003. The Phoenix 50H, a quad-coaxial minicopter system capable of performing functions such as detecting movement or breathing of a hiding person in a compound, has been introduced by TL-Lynx. The minicopter can be programmed to fly or land at multiple waypoints. It has been integrated with TL-Lynx's fine-beam ultra-wideband multi-gigahertz RF sensor array, a microphone, and a video camera. The little drone can land on a sloped roof and allow operators to stay hundreds of feet away during situations such as armed standoffs with police. In Indiana, Lee Bottom Flying Field's Ginger Davidson was recognized last Wednesday by Lieutenant Governor Becky Skillman for her outstanding contributions to the tourism industry. During a ceremony at the State House, Davidson received one of 22 2011 Hoosier Hospitality Awards, which recognize a high level of service in tourism-related jobs. Her award was unique in that it also represented an airport as a tourist destination, not just a place where airplanes take off and land. And finally today, a woman who had fallen asleep on a commuter flight from Dulles to Binghamton, New York, decided she needed to touch up her makeup before landing, so she ducked into the lavatory aboard United Express Flight 7835. perhaps the no-smoking portion of the pre-flight passenger briefing needs to be made more plain. Associated Content at Yahoo reports the woman lit a match in the lav to warm an eyeliner, then blew the match out and finished her primping. The smoke detector did the expected, and so did the crew. Emergency protocols were invoked by authorities at Greater Binghamton Airport, according to PressConnects.com. The Broome County Sheriff's Office decided not to release the woman's name, but says she admitted everything when she was detained and questioned by local authorities. They decided not to press charges. Next time you fly United Express, see if they've changed the safety announcement. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves tells us why clean airplanes are better and why your airspeed indicator may be more important than you knew. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.